Deliver me from my enemies, who are loved ones but not meant to be. Drain me on my energy, none left for me. Your will, decree justice, let it be.
Psalm 7, Shagayan of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hand, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemy, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutor. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
In this psalm, I see justice, integrity, and iniquity. Look, God will bring justice to your enemies. God says, vengeance is mine. It is not for us to get back at those who hurt us. Vengeance may come in the form of God blessing you and your enemies having to watch. Justice may come in the form of God blessing your seed. It can happen after you leave this earth. But God is faithful and he is just. God says in Psalm 105, touch not mine anointed and do his prophets no harm. So relax, stay focused. God's got your enemy. Secondly, David says in this psalm, judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity that's in me. People, God is watching. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him. He's looking, fam. He's searching. He wants to find out that one person to use to bring glory to him in this earth, to show favor to bless. The question is, are you the one? Look, it only takes one person to change your family, to change a community, to change this nation. Are you the one? Do you have a heart that's perfect toward him? Not someone who's perfect, but has a heart that says, I'm going to do what you tell me to do out of love for him. That's a perfect heart. That's integrity. Are you the one? Lastly, David addresses his iniquity. He says, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. He's basically saying, if I've wronged someone, then take my life. David was so sure that he didn't mess with anyone like that, he could say with certainty, take my life if I have. We all have weaknesses and sometimes we don't even recognize our sins toward people. God gives grace for that. But you can't go around intentionally hurting people and think God is going to bless that. David had a heart that was surrendered. When David got his friend Uriah's wife pregnant and then had Uriah killed to cover it up, God used the prophet Nathan to confront him. David prayed for forgiveness, but then also realized there were going to be consequences for his actions. His kids were wilding against him. His baby from Uriah's wife died. He had all kind of drama and turmoil because of his iniquity. God gives grace, but he's a God of justice. Check your iniquity. Peace.